I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, we welcome to New Orleans all the Swifties. Some are already in town, and some, of course, live here, who are going to the concert this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Swiftie merch is all out there at Champion Square, and some people were lined up, I think, at 5 o'clock this morning, like they're going to run out of that. Anyway, it just goes to show you how dedicated they are. I said I was going to mention it last hour. I didn't get to it, and I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, and I think this is just a really important note about life in general. Taylor Swift is as popular as an artist can be. She is as big as Guns N' Roses were when they were at the top. She's as big as anybody, maybe arguably bigger than anybody has been. Now, you know, when the Beatles, when it was Beatlemania, that was a different story. But other than that, Taylor Swift is huge. But not everybody likes her. In fact, some people hate her. Some people don't really know her music, but they hate her because of her politics. And there are a lot of people who don't care for her music. It's not their deal, and that's okay. You know, no artist appeals to everybody. And I just, you know, in doing this show, I've had to think back on something I learned in my career in, I think it was 1985. Michael Jackson was killing it on the charts, 84, 85. And Bruce Springsteen was killing it on the charts. And these guys were like, you know, especially Bruce Springsteen, just selling out concerts. And at that time, I realized not everybody likes Michael Jackson. Not everybody likes Bruce Springsteen. And I remember this because, you know, at the time I was doing music radio, I was doing skits and I, you know, I had characters on the show. And, you know, this was the Scoot in the morning show years ago. And I had a lot of fun doing that, but not everybody liked me. Some people thought I sucked. So in dealing with that, I realized that not everybody likes Michael Jackson or Bruce Springsteen, so you can have people not like you, and you can be a tremendous success. And so for the people who think that I'm like trying every day to make people like me, or that I'm bothered if there's some people who don't like me, that's okay. And I don't care what business you're in, there are people who don't like you. There are people who don't like your business. They go to other businesses because they don't like you. So it's kind of part of life. All right, so Trump's VP guy, J.D. Vance, is now talking about deporting people. And he's now saying we need to deport not just the bad people, but the good people too, because they're here illegally. And I argue that those people who are technically here illegally, who were brought here by their parents, they did not commit an illegal act. I mean, they were young. Where are they going to go? They're going to follow their parents. Their parents came here illegally. They didn't come here illegally, but they are here illegally. I get that. Many of those people are contributing to the United States of America, more so than a lot of U.S.-born citizens. So I don't think those people should be quickly deported. You know, they should be given a quick chance to, you know, become citizens and stay in this country. The big news that broke yesterday was that this story in The Atlantic talking about Donald Trump saying that he wishes he had generals like Hitler. And I just don't think, whether you're Donald Trump or anybody, I don't think you ever benefit if you suggest anything positive about Hitler. I mean, that's just a stupid thing to do. But Donald Trump apparently said this to John Kelly. John Kelly, a former Homeland Security secretary, Trump's chief of staff for a while. And John Kelly was fired because he wouldn't do things that Trump wanted him to do that John Kelly, as a military general, knew were not right. And Kelly has continued to talk about Trump's disdain for the military and some of the negative things that he said about veterans and about people in the military. So this has been a big story today, and I don't know what the spin is. Fox News did not discredit John Kelly. They didn't say he didn't say it. But what I saw from Fox News was that they were just trying to skirt around the issue. And I think it was Brett Baird that said, well, this is politically motivated. No kidding, Brett. You think maybe everything now is politically motivated, but you just don't benefit yourself if you have the image, whether it's true or not. If you have the image of being an authoritarian who might border on being a fascist, it doesn't benefit you to suggest anything positive about Hitler. So anyway, we've talked about that today. Also, if you're still running around and if you're on social media and still presenting this idea that Trump won the 2020 election, why don't you have a little convo with Rudy Giuliani? Rudy Giuliani has been told to give up his $6 million penthouse apartment in New York. He has to turn it over to Rudy Freeman and Shea Moss, two election workers that he defamed when he followed Trump's lunatic line of litigation that he won the election. And Rudy Giuliani just got pulled into that rabbit hole. I don't know if Trump ever paid him, but Rudy Giuliani defamed these two workers, and they were awarded by the judge a $6 million penthouse, and I mean a bunch of other stuff. Like Rudy Giuliani had, he had four New York Yankees World Series rings. He had a 1980 Mercedes, once owned by Lauren Bacall. He had something. I had a jersey signed by Joe DiMaggio and other sports memorabilia. He had a number of watches that he'd been given. European presidents gave it to him after September the 11th, when Rudy Giuliani was America's mayor and a great leader. And the judge is deciding whether or not to force Giuliani to give up his Palm Beach, Florida condominium that he owns. So he's liable for defaming these people. And think about these two Georgia workers, these these election officials. They suddenly have a $6 million apartment penthouse in New York. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, airfare between Atlanta and New York is not very expensive. It's not much to fly between Atlanta and New York. And they can fly to New York when they want to. They got a $6 million penthouse waiting for them there, them and their friends. And somebody suggested earlier that that was a little too severe. And when you have things and you defame people, you have to be given something that hurts. You have to give up something. It has to hurt. And so I'm assuming that this hurts Rudy Giuliani, but it just goes to show you what happens to people who follow that lie and continue to believe that ridiculous lie. All right, if you've got a comment, the Okunard Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, the Pelicans open the season tonight against the Bulls in the Smoothie King Center. That should be cool. And let me mention, before we get to the break here, I've got a couple of calls to get to as well. Let me mention that a judge declares that a Navy veteran is suing CNN for defamation, and that the judge declares this Navy veteran did not act criminally or illegally. CNN may have made an extreme error here. CNN aired this this report on the exit from Afghanistan, the exodus, and they apparently smeared Navy veteran Zachary Young and his company Nemex Enterprises by implying that they illegally profited helping people get out of Afghanistan when they were with when these people were trying to get out when the Biden administration ordered the exodus. And the judge says that these were documents obtained by Fox News Digital, that Young did not act criminally or illegally, and that this whole report from CNN was phony and it was wrong. And they made it seem like the company was asking for $75,000 for a vehicle and $14,500 per person to get out of Afghanistan. And apparently this was not true. So CNN is going to end up, I'm sure, paying a lot of money. All right, let's go to Jack in River Ridge. Jack, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. To kind of piggyback on the story that you've been talking about with General Kelly, you know, when people vote, if they're not just voting for R's and D's and they're actually paying attention, they're essentially interviewing somebody for the presidency of the United States. And if you were interviewing somebody, I would assume that it would be pretty helpful to be able to talk to the people that they work with. Now, yeah. virtually nobody that was in Trump's cabinet, people he picked out, or some of the people he worked with in business are behind him in this run for the presidency. Hardly any of them. And so what does that say about him? That none of these people, and look, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is one of the few that's behind him, but she wrote his popularity into a governorship. So, I mean, that's quite understandable. But the people who don't have a vested interest, like the generals, they're just Americans. They took an oath to the Constitution. They're telling you that they can't vote for Trump. That should mean something to people.
It should mean a lot, and it does mean a lot to veterans. There are veterans who are Republicans, who are conservative, who are really torn here because they can't vote for Trump because of his attitude toward the military. And you would think that Trump, who escaped the military through what many believe were phony claims that he had bone spurs, which was a popular thing back in the 60s, that Donald Trump escaped going to the military, you would think that he would have respect, not disdain, for those who fought in his place.
And Scoot, I know you got to get to break. I'll try to speed this up. Look, you said in the past few weeks you're not worried about the country going to pot because one of these two people is elected. But one of these two people, like you said, still doesn't accept that he lost the election, and his party went after some of the people that verified the election. Okay. They went out. When they went after their own, well, I believe his name was Ratzenberger in Georgia. He's a Republican. Mm-hmm. They threatened his family. Okay, but they tried to replace all the people that verified the election the last time. They went after all of these people to try to get people in place that would verify it no matter what. So, if Trump has any scruples at all, I haven't seen them. I don't think there's a line that he wouldn't cross.
That does concern me, Jack. I mean, those things do concern me. I'm glad you called. I am concerned about certain things, but I don't believe that this country is going to be destroyed by either candidate. And even if it's kicking and screaming, if Donald Trump does not want to leave office, if he wins and then his time comes to an end, because after this, he's not going to get the attention that he would love to have. It's going to be interesting to see what his demeanor is. So I'm concerned about things, but I'm confident that this nation will persevere. But I am worried about what's going to happen between that and the country actually persevering, because Donald Trump has already indicated that he will cause trouble if he believes that he should be the president. And I still go back to that thing that he said, and anybody can put a spin on this if they want to. But what did he mean when he said, if you vote for me, don't worry about it. You're not going to have to worry about voting again. To me, that sounds like if he becomes president, he's going to try to remain president indefinitely. That's what that means to me. If you've got a different interpretation, call us. Also, we're talking about, are you better off now? Because this is continuing to be the question. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? And if you are not better off now than you were 4 years ago, do you blame the Biden administration? If you want to join us, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. And on the SOTA Rock Culture calendar today, we are talking about Weird Al Yankovic, 65 years old today, so we're playing some of his classics. And there was a time when, man, there was like drugs and drinking, and basically the people in the CIA were like partying hard, even on foreign soil. And that inspired this song from Weird Al. I'm Scoot, and we will be back on WW.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, boy, on this day in 1982, John Mellencamp just owned the charts. On this day in 1982, American Fool, John Mellencamp's album, remained number one for the seventh week. And on this day in 1982, this was the number one song in the country for the fourth week in a row. Jack and Diane, I remember those days on the radio. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's go to Joe in New Orleans. Hey, Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. Look, I have two things. One is inflation, and the other one is, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Now, if anybody said, I don't care who they are, that they are better off, they were better off 4 years ago, They must have been living under a rock, because everybody was afraid of dying from COVID 4 years ago. Everybody was afraid of dying. So, you know, I don't understand why people say, I was better off 4 years ago. A lie.
Well, they're saying that because it advances their feelings about the election.
Exactly.
They want to be worse off. Not everybody was afraid of dying, but a lot of people were concerned. It was a big concern.
Let me tell you about inflation. Inflation is caused by greed. Greed is the reason for inflation. You know, gas prices are iffy. You know, you have some people 25 cents less than other people, and they can raise the gas as much as they want. You, when you go to the grocery store, you know, a Hershey bar used to be a long bar. Now a Hershey bar is a little compact bar, and you pay more for it than you did for the big bar. You know, and that's because of greed. The landlords raise rent just to get more money. You know, and the grocery stores up their prices, but the employees don't get a raise. Nothing but greed.
Well, and a lot of that is based on, you know, supply and demand. If the supply dwindles, the demand goes up, the prices go up. So, you know, it's a complex equation that determines where the economy is. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to admit it, but they are better off now than they were 4 years ago, especially people with big 401ks and those with the money in the stock market. But I know that's not like everyday Americans, and everyday Americans have been hit by inflation. All right, Joe, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Jimmy and Gretna. Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Hey, what's up, Scoot?
Hey.
Hey, man. Hey, look, I just wanted to say that, you know, it's kind of a crazy thing with this Taylor Swift deal, man. It's like I've never seen nothing like this. I don't think the Superdome has ever had three shows in a row that were sold out for any artist. You know, and it's just crazy. I've heard rumors that Taylor Swift's in town already. I don't know if that's true. She's kind of like hiding out from, maybe she might be in the suburbs. We don't know. I was curious to know if you knew anything about that. Also, daughter.
Hold on a minute here.
Wait,
Taylor,
go ahead.
Hold on. Taylor, it's in the back of the refrigerator.
All right. Taylor's staying at your place to hide out from the paparazzi. Hey, look, listen, on a lighthearted note, I'm putting my 7-year-old daughter, her name's Mia, I'm going to put her on the air now. She wants to ask you a question, okay? Here we go.
Okay. All right, Mia.
Hi, Mr. Scoot.
Hi, Mia.
My mommy and my sister want Taylor Swift tickets, and we were wondering if you could get them for us.
Mia, you are so adorable. If I could give you tickets, I promise I would. But I don't have them. I don't have tickets to give out, and I'm so sorry. But listen, if you can't see her this time, maybe you can see her next time. But I appreciate you talking to me.
You're welcome.
All right, Mia. Oh, my God, Jimmy, she's just so cute. She sounded so adorable. Yeah, I mean, I wish I could help out. I was going to ask Jimmy. Jimmy always knows about aftermarket ticket prices. I wonder if he knows about aftermarket ticket prices now for Taylor Swift, because yesterday we heard $3,400, $4,500 a ticket for the floor. Damien's in St. Charles Parish. Hey, Damien.
Hello?
Hey, Damien.
Hey, Scoot, how's it going? No, I was listening a few minutes ago, and you had that gentleman on talking about the 4 years difference between if you were better 4 years ago versus now and inflation. Well, inflation is killing me, because 4 years ago, my entire family and I lived comfortably in our own home, working my 45-hour-a-week job, and because of inflation, we are now reduced to living with her parents. Because I cannot afford to pay for support my family of five.
What's the increased cost of living? What's the biggest hit that you've taken because of inflation?
It's groceries. It's everything. It's household items. Everything from toilet paper to shampoo to the cost of a pack of cheese to a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread. I mean, 5-6 years ago, you can go to the store with $20 and you can buy some bread, milk, cheese, lunch meat, and a few other items, and you're able to feed some people for a few days. Nowadays, you can't go to the store and buy a gallon of milk and a loaf of bread for less than $10.
Look, I know, I see it.
What actually upset me was when he said that the people that think they were better off 4 years ago versus today are living under a rock and they're a fool.
I'm a prime example of worse off now than I was four years ago. Damien, let's clear the record here. I didn't say that.
No, he did, not you.
The caller said it.
The caller said anyone who thinks that they were better off 4 years ago versus now are living under a rock or they're a fool.
Yeah.
And I make more money now than I did 4 years ago, and I still cannot support a family of five. Because of the cost of everything. I mean, gas is a give or take. You know, one month it's high, 1 month it's low. That's going to fluctuate. I understand all that. But when the cost of food and groceries has grown anywhere from 25 to 40% across the board, and even though they say inflation is going down, but those prices aren't dropping at the same rate inflation is, it's still
hurt. I understand. But tell me how Harris and Biden are to blame.
I'm not saying Harris and Biden are to blame. I'm not blaming anybody.
Yeah,
I'm not blaming any person in office,
and
I'm not saying it's Trump's fault, I'm not saying it's Biden's fault, I'm not saying it's Harris' fault, I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. I'm just saying, in general, I am not in a better position now than I was 4 years ago, and I'm not blaming it on anybody, but inflation.
Yeah.
And inflation is a corporate thing, it's not a government thing.
No, it's tough. I feel badly for you. And a family of five, man, that's a big responsibility. What have you had to say no to? Because I hate to say no to, you know, we all hate to say no to our kids. What have you had to say no to that was really hard?
Kids wanting to go see a movie on their birthday?
No, man, you couldn't do that?
No, things like that.
I mean, it's expensive.
It's never the big things. It's always the little things you have to cut out when you have to make a choice between spending an extra $100 that week to feed your family versus treating your son to a movie on his 11th birthday.
Damien, I feel for you. I mean, I'm so sorry, because it's so hard to say no to your kids when it comes to something like that. I know what that's like. You know, things are easing. Things are getting better. Let's hope it continues. Are you renting or do you own a house?
Yeah, I mean, right now we share the financial responsibility of her mom's house.
Okay.
Because we went from spending about $1,200 a month in rent to not being able to afford that. And now we're having to split the cost of her house and utilities because we just can't do it anymore.
I mean, I know inflation's a problem. It's just it's hard to believe that it's that much more dramatic if you've had a wage increase.
Yeah, well, a wage increase of about a buck over the last 2 to 3 years isn't really that much when you consider how much inflation went up.
No,
and then
we
have a special needs child, so that plays into it as well.
Listen, Damien, you're in a tough situation, and look, I understand it. And you have to vote for the candidate that you think is going to help you best in that area, even though presidents don't have that much to do with inflation.
Right. I mean, I'm not a Republican, I'm not a Democrat. I don't even know if you'd even call me an independent. I just tend to vote for the person that I think is going to best benefit me and my family, and I don't know who that is this time around. You've got a maniacal maniac running for president, and you have someone, at least to me, seems like they've got a third-grade education and don't know what she's talking about half the time. So I don't know who to vote for.
Look, a lot of people right now are sending positive thoughts to you because a lot of people listening just can totally relate to what you're saying. And I hope things get better for you and your family. Just do the best you can as a father and just keep going forward and, you know, hopefully things will get better sooner rather than later. So hang in there. And, you know, if you want to call us back sometime, call us back and let us know how you're doing. But I, you know, my thoughts and prayers are with you. I hope you do well.
All I can do is keep fighting a good fight.
That's right. That's right, Damien. And don't give up and, you know, try not to be too bitter. All right. If you want to join us, the Okunar Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. On this day in 2020, country music star Jerry Jeff Walker died from throat cancer. He was 78. The story is he was thrown in jail, got drunk in the French Quarter, thrown in jail, and he was in jail with a guy called Mr. Bojangles, and he wrote this song about that character. I don't know why, but this song has always just really touched me sentimentally, thinking that, you know, Jerry Jeff Walker meets this guy and he writes this song about Mr. Bojangles, and it was, you know, kind of a sad story. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Hey, we are featuring Weird Al Yankovic because today's his birthday, 65 years old, and really this was one of his great cover songs. Love this song. We'll just play it for a second just to give you a taste of it. I guess that's an appropriate way to say it. But, you know, Weird Al, just a really, really talented guy, and does a great job with doing mock songs from real songs. And this was one of them. All right. Beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. I don't know why the election lie is becoming prominent again. I thought we settled all of this. All right. Let's go to Lisa in New Orleans. Lisa, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Scoot, how are you?
I'm good.
Thanks for taking my call. I just was calling to say just the disrespectfulness that's just being said towards the woman. Because, frankly, I don't care who's going to win, okay? But to talk about a woman like that, it's just ridiculous. Like the last caller said, she got a third-grade education. How is so all of the titles that she held before that? If you don't like her, you don't like her. I just think when people say things like that about a woman, it's just disrespectful to a woman, period.
Well, it's disrespectful to a man, too, Lisa. I mean,
you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
You see, these people, but they're not thinking for themselves. They're following what Trump says, and Trump says that she was born mentally disabled or something like that. And, I mean, that's,
right, and she's, you know, an alcoholic.
That's ridiculous.
Like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell you this. I just hope we don't have another January 6th deal.
Yeah,
I hope so too.
I'm hopeful that we won't, and I'm hopeful that if it happens again, it's going to be handled right away. Lisa, I understand, your feelings about that, and anybody who, you know, just don't say stupid stuff about people. I mean, if you say something so stupid, like Kamala Harris is dumb, I mean, you may not like her, but she's not stupid. Based on the definition of stupid, then actually anybody who does that, they're stupid. So, you know, try to find another thing to attack. Let's go to Slidell. Mary, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, I can tell you this.
Mary, turn your radio off and just listen on the phone.
Go to Elmo.
Okay, let's go to Elmo in Gentilly. Hey, Elmo, welcome.
Hey, Scoot, thanks for letting me on.
Sure.
I just wanted to mention you were talking about comparing today to 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And if anybody thinks either Trump or Kamala can get the prices back to what they were, they're being naive about it.
Now, right.
And they have COVID amnesia.
You're right.
You know, the disruption, it was a great disruption in the economy. And we are a capitalist system, and I'm not knocking a capitalist system, but, you know, you have a business, you're trying to maximize your profit. And
sure.
So you have the opportunity, there's a demand, you raise your prices, you're not going to lower your prices until people quit buying.
I see, that's exactly
right. And the people...
Go ahead.
And people don't understand that. And that's just the way it is, and it takes a long time to oscillate, or whatever you want to call it. It's like dropping a big old stone in the middle of a big pond.
Yeah.
And you watch the waves, and they just gradually, eventually blend.
You know,
this
is one example that I've made, Elmo. If the price of bacon is skyrocketing and you continue to buy bacon, why are they going to ever lower the price?
Yeah.
They're not.
Yeah. Well,
nobody needs bacon. You don't have to eat bacon. All of a sudden people stop buying bacon, guess what? The price is going to come down.
Exactly. I just recall my college days when I ate more peanut butter.
Peanut butter's good for you.
They didn't have ramen noodles in those days. You know.
It's good
for you. But that's what you got to do.
Elmo, I appreciate the call. You make a lot of sense to me. Is Mary with us, Ian? Okay, she dropped off. All right, we're going to have to get to a break here. Look, I'm not going to have time to get into it today, but I want to share with you because, unfortunately, some people get addicted to pornography, and they suffer from PPU. It's problematic pornography use, PPU. You didn't know about that, did you? But there are problems if you cold turkey doing pornography on a regular basis. We'll tell you about that tomorrow. And also, we're not going to get into this today, but we'll talk about it tomorrow. Martha Stewart says she's not going to be part of any, like, Golden Bachelorette show because she says older guys are just not that good looking. So is there an age difference between you and the person you're with? And how does that work? And are there some problems that just naturally arise because you're different ages, or does it all work out? We'll get into that on the show tomorrow afternoon. All right, here's another fun song from Weird Al, who's 65 today. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next with Bobby, Mike, and Steve. You know, we've got the Pelicans now. Yeah, the Pelicans are now on WWL, and pregame starts at 6:30, tip-off at 7 o'clock tonight. The Pelicans open up the new season tonight from the Smoothie King Center, live right here on WWL. We're excited about that. They'll also be talking about the Saints game coming up. We had a great show today. We'll have a lot to talk about on the show tomorrow. Some of you were hearing a buzz. The engineers are working on that. We're doing the best we can to try to give you a little buzz this afternoon. A lot of action on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Hope you'll join me there. All right, I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, assistant program director and brand manager and senior producer of Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, market manager, Dan Barron, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. Enjoy this great Wednesday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the Air. Love you, New Orleans.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.